wakumhla ka 23 March ngo-6 AM sisalele then sizwa inok emnyango usisama wahamba downstairs wavula because wayecabanga ukuthi maybe ngamapholisi ukuthi maybe imoto yakhe bayishayile iwindi. So wathi efika downstairs evula wathola kungabantu be-immigration bamtshela ukuthi ahlale phansi. Then wabe sebabuza ukuthi lingobani lina elingangitshela ukuthi ngihlale phansi endlini yami. Wabe sebesithi uyimakhile to court. Wabe sesithi eyikhona upstairs fulele. Then wabe sebebuya upstairs. Then wathi ngehlala e-downstairs. Omunye wayembambile isandla wabe mphusha. Ngabe ngiluze ibalansi ngabe ngisike ema-stepsini. So ngabe ngimemeza usisi wami ukuthi sisi abantu laba bangiphusha angazi ukuthi bamphushelani.
Besithi vele bakuthathelani.
Abazange bengitshele cause mina babethe bafuna ukuyangipha amaphepha emoteni ngiyaphenduka endlini.
La seliphuma ke lonke.
Bangihudula into baba laba sebengiphe mbambi inyawo. Bangihudula bamfaka phansi. So ngangikhala inadress yami sikhwele phezulu. Babe sebengilokhuza izandla bengifake izankosi. Ngigqokanga lezicathulo ngilaqwa ngilani.
So kusenzakalani ke ususe police station.
Police station ngafika ngathola ukuthi izandla zami lapha babengikhudula khona nginemdebidebi kudonswa sengiyired everywhere.
Ye kwakungumatshi lapho. So kwenzakalani ke usukhona ngale ukuze sizwe kuthiwa suhanjiswa ekhaya.
Ngafika khona ngale ngahlala ngayenza icomplaint yokuthi ngahlukunyezwa ngesikhathi bebuya bezonithatha endlini.
Babe kuvumela yini ukuthi ubonane labemoli osisi wakho?
Yebo, osisi wayebuye ezombona. Omunye officer wabuya immaculate. Umanager ufuna ukukhuluma lawe just a few minutes. Then ngabe sengihambe office manager besithi oh unjani nansithi ngi-right. I said, okay, I just called you to let you know ukuthi ama immigration escorts akulindile downstairs bakubisele Zimbabwe namuhla. Okay, ngicela ukuthatha ifoni yami fanele ukuthi sifake kwapha hayi office ngiyoza yilanda ifoni yakho nahlala khona. Bangigqokisa ibhanti lokuthi ba omunye abenidonsa ngakho omunye abenidonsa ngakho. Then sasifika e-airport, yeah. Sasingena eflamathini and vele abantu basebegcwele kuyima wakuzima. Just after 2 minutes, upilot wayalo ukuhamba lami then sabona sebeyehlisa izikhwama zami. Sesiyehla babe sebengiphendukisa. Sesithi ukuthi namuhla awuhambanga doesn't mean.
Upilot walelani? Wayesebelabanye abantu ababemkhuthazile ukuthi angakuthwali?
La ngifuthi ngangikhala because ngehluleke ukuzibamba ngakhala. Ukukhala kwami labantu ababemfonela yikho kwamenza wayala ukuhamba la.
Wazokhululwa sokwenze njani nawe?
Airport bangihambisa kwenye i-holding center okuthiwa yi-Kalan Brock. Ngahlala khona 2 days then bambisela lapho abangithethe khona. Bengilele bangifonela. So bengicabanga ukuthi ifoni ngika-roommate wami. Ngamphosela ifoni yakho ukuthi hayi ifoni yakho iyaringa. Ngabesithaya so ifoni yami le ifoni yakho. Ngabe sengi-check ifoni ngathola ukuthi inamba yakho. Sengaqalisa ukuqhuqha ukuthi nkosi yami kumbe sebefuna ukungibisela futhi. Sengisesaba ngihambe ngihambe bathroom. Then officer wabuya wanokha ukuthi unga-immaculate u-roommate wami athi use-bathroom. Ngabe sesithi okay. Sifuna ukumrelease so umtshela ukuthi abuye e-ofisini azosiphi i-address yakhe. Then ngabe sengihambe e-ofisini angithela wangiphi ifomu ngabhala ifomu meyakukhona ukuthi ngifuna ukukhululelwa kuyiphi i-address. Then abe sesithi ngiyihambise immigration office ngayihambise. Unamalwane abe sesithi okay. Then 12:30 bamsendela imessage ukuthi buye unit office. Ngihambe unit office kwathiwa okay sesikukhulula. Hambe pheka impahla zakho be ready hamba ngeni namuhla.
Wezonjani enhliziyweni?
Bengingabhelivi ngicabanga ukuthi ngiyaphupha ha cause cabanga okwenzakale nge-Friday nge-Tuesday sebekutshela ukuthi ufree ukuhamba. ngijabule kakhulu namanje lokho engingathemba ukuthi yimi lo osendlini obona phandle after ukuvalela isikhathi eside kangaka.